From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the world watches Iraq. Foreign react to yesterday's historic vote. First to Iraq, Interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi speaking today, one day after landmark elections for a new National Assembly. You'll hear an interpreter here.
The world was watching us, and we showed them our strength. As we marched yesterday together, let us march forward together for a bright future. Sunni and Shiites, Muslims and Christians, Arab and Kurds and Turkmens.
Election officials estimate roughly 8 million of Iraq's 14 million eligible voters did vote. It's taking a week or 10 days to count the ballots and learn which parties won how many seats. There was a strong turnout in the Kurdish north and the Shiite Muslims south of Iraq, less so among Sunni Muslims in the center of the country. Sunni political, religious, and tribal leaders had called for a boycott, and the insurgents, who are strongest in Sunni areas, had vowed to kill anyone who took part in the election. NPR's Emily Harris is in Baghdad. Emily, how far along is this vote count?
Not too far along yet in terms of centralizing it and knowing, getting any results out. What has happened so far, from what I understand from people on the Election Commission, working with the Election Commission, are that the ballots have mostly been counted, if not totally counted, around the country. What's happening now is transporting the ballots to warehouses in the provinces, and then after that, transporting tally sheets from those warehouses to the Central Election Commission in Baghdad, where they will be evaluated and entered into a computer. And that process is expected to take some time. We're not expecting any real preliminary results for at least a couple more days, and no final results for probably a week and a half.
Well, it is a day now since the vote took place. What do you hear from Iraqi government and political leaders in terms of the turnout?
Well, generally, the Iraqi government officials and political leaders were very pleased with the way the election went. Another thing we're hearing is, as you heard from Interim Prime Minister Alawi a moment ago, a call for unity. Alawi was a candidate in these elections and may well be a candidate for prime minister once this new assembly is picked. He gave a speech today calling for all of Iraq to unite together after these elections and indicated he would continue to try to reach out to Sunnis who haven't been taking part in the political process. Also, we heard from the leader of the Shiite Slate 169, which is expected to do very well in these elections. And he was saying the same types of things, that Iraq needs to unify, that he wants to see a constitution written by everyone in the country, not just by part of Iraq.
The election took place with, I think, less violence than many people had feared, less disruption. How do Iraqis explain that? What happened?
Well, you're absolutely right that it took place with less death than was feared. Many Iraqis were approaching this day with kind of a combination of hope and deep worry. There were, according actually to the U.S. military, they say that the number of attacks yesterday was higher than any other day. They said that there were 260 attacks, and they count a lot of different things as attacks. So it's not just the 8 suicide bombs that we saw going off at polling centers in Baghdad. But people, by the afternoon, at least here in Baghdad, people felt that it was safe to come out and vote, and did so, of course, in great numbers. I think as officials are evaluating the security, I've been hearing them talk about how there were no big car bombs, and that's really the main thing that these security procedures were designed to prevent, cracking down on driving, checkpoints everywhere. It was very successful in that light.
NPR's Emily Harris in Baghdad. Emily, thank you.
Thank you.